Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. Here to help us, Andy Owens, Managing Editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. And today he's in our studio. Andy, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you.
So what's showing up on your radar today?
Okay, well, what we've been looking at recently is the businesses in South Carolina are really glad that the midterm elections are over.
Maybe more than just the businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. They care about who won, but, you know, everyone has opinions. But the biggest thing the business and industry dislikes is uncertainty, and nothing emphasizes uncertainty more than an election. And you could see what I'm talking about playing out nationally. The day after the election, the stock market shot up and essentially breathed a sigh of relief. But the electorate was certainly not focused on business leading up to the election. On November 6th election, we saw a 55% voter turnout statewide, according to the South Carolina Election Commission, Mike. And that's a 25.6% increase compared to the last midterm election in 2014.
All that uncertainty brought out the voters.
Without a doubt, the highest turnout was in McCormick County, where 63.7% of the registered voters voted.
Not just having the uncertainty behind us, any other comments from the state's business community about the election?
Well, you know, it's a little bit early right now to see how things are going to play out. You know, we've got the same governor in office. The power structure looks like it's going to stay about the same. One of the things that businesses are telling us is they are ready for the tariffs to be decided. And a lot of the businesses that we talk to in South Carolina have asked for exemptions from some of the tariffs.
All right. What other news items are trending for you?
Well, I don't know if you've seen a few more electric vehicles on South Carolina's roads lately. I certainly have more Teslas and Nissan Leafs and Chevy Bolts. But, you know, we've been looking at electric vehicle infrastructure and how a business can intersect with that, even if their company isn't a large manufacturer or electric user. Or if they're not involved in the energy sector. And we talked to Danny Casas, who's the VP of Renewables for SCE&G, and he thinks the businesses in South Carolina could play a critical role in building that infrastructure. One of the major obstacles that electric vehicles have is that they're afraid that their vehicle will leave them stranded on the highway with no way to charge it. Casas said that the businesses could offer a recharging workplace benefit. He said if businesses get on board and kind of help shift how people think about electric vehicles and also help build the infrastructure for electric charging. Tesla has 5 supercharging stations right now in South Carolina, and they plan to build a 6th on the Charleston Peninsula. And other companies like ChargePoint have dozens of charging stations. But what if a company, you know, provided recharging on site for employees who wanted to drive electric vehicles? When you look at our unemployment rate of 3.3% and the job openings that I have, everyone is trying to find a way to attract workers.
And it's also a way for business to attract customers. For example, hotels are putting them in.
Yes, they are. Not just hotels, but I think restaurants are also doing that. If you go down to Charleston, there's a section of every parking garage that's dedicated solely toward electric vehicle charging. And so it really, I had an occasion to be at the Richland County School District office, and they have it there as well. So it's becoming more ubiquitous, to be sure.
Well, Andy, how's the event calendar looking as the year is winding down?
Well, right now, on November 28th, we're going to be holding the Charleston Healthcare Heroes. That's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Francis Marion Hotel. So we honor first responders, doctors, technicians, nurses, researchers, and others who don't often get thanked, publicly at least. Also this week, from November 26th and 27th, the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce is holding its annual summit at the Sanctuary on Kiowa. So the number of events are on the agenda, including naming the Business Leader of the Year. And one of the most interesting things that we're looking at is the Pulse Leadership Breakfast, November the 28th, from 7:30 to 9 a.m. That's going to be in Greenville on North Lawrence Street. So it's a networking and leadership event for the upstate's next generation of entrepreneurs and business leaders. And also looking into next month, Mike, we're looking at the Economic Outlook Conference at the Alumni Center at the Darla Moore School of Business. That's scheduled for December 4th.
And of course, December, holiday parties everywhere.
Absolutely.
All right, Andy, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes various business journals across our state. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.